Hey guys.
Hey.
I'm Alicia.
And I'm Meredith.
And this is It's About the Pasta, a Vanderpump Rules podcast, season 2, episode 9, still quarantine edition. Remember when we would open the show up like that and be like, quarantine edition? Like it was never going to end.
This is episode 10, by the way.
Isn't that what I said? Season 2,
episode 10. No, you said 9. You said 9.
Sorry. It's season 2, episode 10.
I was like, I swear to God, we've already done 9. Back into my notes. I'm like,
9 was a good episode. 9 was the dinner party that I loved.
You made me think I was going crazy.
No, it's me. It's me. It's my wine that I'm drinking.
But Alicia's coming out, so she's losing all her numbers.
Okay, we are on the Geek Nerdery Podcast Network, which now you can find us on Amazon Music. So just tell your Alexa to play us. Please be sure to rate, subscribe, and review. We have gotten 0 new ones. It's very boring when we don't have anyone criticizing us. I kind of miss it. But I like want to get mad and start fighting with someone virtually. And that's if you give us a bad review.
Well, are you bored?
We'd prefer like a 5-star review. Actually, I was looking at the numbers and it looks like we got a new rating. So that's good. So we're at 37 ratings.
My
goal is 40. Yes.
Yay!
My goal is 40 ratings. So that's exciting. But just looking at like our numbers, it looks like our season 2, episode 1 did really good.
Color?
Ooh. Yeah. It did really good.
Everybody likes season 2.
Season 2's the best.
It is kind of better. Like there's more episodes. Like, you know the people. Season 1's kind of a wash. Like, we already know them.
If you're like set it up.
You're rewatching.
Yeah. So, I think my goal by the end of season 2 was, 40 ratings.
Yeah.
3 season 2 reviews. And I think that's it. Oh, and more Facebook group. I don't know. We had one recently. Maybe we can get more Facebook people. Speaking of Facebook, join our Facebook group. Same name as the podcast. You can find us there. There is Vanderpump News. So if you're really trying to do this extremely spoiler-free, I don't know how you're not creeping on all their Instagrams. But maybe wait to join the Facebook group. Season 7, you should be safe to go. What else? Follow us on Instagram, at Vanderpasta. Sometimes Peter likes our pictures. I think enough.
Christina Kelly liked ours from last week.
Stop. Yep. I feel like a celebrity just told me they're in love with me. Christina Kelly?
Yeah, I even called her out in our description on our post because obviously we're obsessed with her. So
queen.
I didn't even add her. I just tagged her in the post.
I don't even know why I haven't done this before, but until recently, maybe like season 2-ish, when season 2 started coming out, I didn't follow Christina Kelly on Instagram, and she has the bougiest, most fun Instagram in the entire fucking world.
I don't think I do either.
She has a van with like 2 of her friends, and they go van camping.
Like
glam van camping.
Love that. Love that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, where they sleep in the van.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to.
And
do
there's
that.
A dog or something. Yeah. Oh, 100%. I love her. Okay. Also, join our Patreon. So this is like our fun little bit where we tell you how many weeks in advance we're recording this to the point that you get it. So in your time, it'll probably be between
like December,
Christmas.
It's December.
Yeah. You're probably preparing for like the holidays, Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa, whatever you choose to celebrate. You're preparing
New Year's,
for it.
You know, your liver needs a little bit of some time to prepare.
Exactly. In our time, we're not even at Halloween yet.
The first snow hasn't happened, you know, like that's how far out we are.
It's actually really nice outside today. My heat in my building turned off. It's my 1-year anniversary at work today. So everyone,
congratulations.
My boss sent me a bottle of wine. So we're just going to chug that down this weekend. I know, it was very nice. Okay. So back to the Patreon. So we're obviously recording these in the past. You're getting these in the future, but that's not how it has to be, okay? You could be listening to these in real time, and all you have to do to that is join our Patreon for $1 a month.
$1, that's it?
$1 a month, you can get all of these. So we're on episode 10. We're releasing episode 3 tomorrow. So that's like 7 fucking episodes you could binge if you had the Patreon, right? So for $1.
You would have joined.
Yeah.
In today's world.
Oh, shit. Yeah, okay, yeah. So.
But you still have plenty to go. There's plenty of the season left.
We don't even know how many we're going to do in the future from the time you're listening to this. So be ready. Okay, so for $1 a month, you will get all episodes that we record in advance on time, in real time, on our Patreon. You will also get access to our pre-show catch-up where Meredith and I just talk about anything and everything. Today, it was a lot of drinking, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, for $2 a month, you get everything I just mentioned. Plus, you get access to our after show, which is where we discuss any spoilers. I do like a fun book report sometimes on things I'm curious about because we're doing this podcast spoiler free to anyone who's new following along, but we know what happens and we need to let it out somewhere. And that's what's on our after show.
I have some thoughts for this
episode. I do too on this one. Okay. Yeah.
Good.
This episode wasn't great, but man, do I have thoughts.
I have thoughts for the after show.
Also, we'll say your name on the podcast. And this is our other bit where we only have one Patreon. And her name is Jackie. Which
we're cool with. We get it. But yeah, we love you, Jackie.
Hard times. Hard times. Hey, Jackie. Thanks so much. I love you. I miss you. She hasn't come on the Patreon to comment for a while. So
we miss
you. For like a week. I miss her a lot. So speaking of Jackie, she is part of our $5 a month crew. So she gets access to everything I just mentioned. Plus, she gets to ask us any questions or give us any comments she has, and we discuss them on our after show because we love interacting with her. She is so much fun. She really gets us thinking about everything. Like, we get really introspective. It's like a therapy session.
Yeah.
And for $5 a month, you get the opportunity to be our patron of the episode. But since we only have Jackie, it's still Jackie.
It's our girl Jackie.
We love Jackie so much. She's been around for 3 months now. It feels like a lifetime.
Wow, that just flew so by.
I know. I don't even know which way's up anymore. Patreon.com/Vanderpasta. Come join today. It's like an infomercial. Okay, I think that's it. Did I get it all?
Yeah. You ready to get the rest?
Okay. Like I said before, this episode wasn't. I just want to punch this episode. It wasn't as bad as Arrowhead, but it wasn't great.
I feel like Arrowhead was more fun for more people.
Well, yeah, but for us.
Yeah, but I didn't. I don't know. This is just.
Peter and Christina Kelly was here. Are they dating yet? Let me know. I'm excited for these two. Also, we had Shay. He didn't say anything, but he was there.
Yeah, that's true. It's kind of weird that Shay really – he hasn't really talked since Sheena's birthday.
He has no lines. No lines to give.
Poor guy spoke once to Tom Schwartz about Sheena and then accidentally almost hit Schwartz. And
Bravo just cut his mic.
Yeah.
Okay, so previously on Vanderpump Rules, we're getting ready to go to Cabo for Stassi's birthday. Kristen and Katie had some beef with Sheena at Peter's party, but Sheena's also coming to Cabo, so we'll see how that goes. And we met the famous Tequila Katie, who clearly has a drinking problem. I love that she's not an alcoholic, but people are acting like she needs to go to rehab. She just needs to fucking calm down.
She had a bad night. She apologized the next morning. Haven't we all been there?
Yes. And here's my thing. If this happens all the time with Katie, y'all just need to teach her a lesson. Fucking leave her ass. Be like, we're not going to talk to you when you're this drunk. So you're going to be yelling at no one. How about that? Or get really mad at her. Like when she apologizes, be like, no, you got to change. Okay. She's not addicted to alcohol. She just gets angry. She's just a mean.
Listen, tequila does that to most people. Let me just
say. I get naked and like really friendly.
Whoa.
I haven't had tequila in a really long time. Thank God.
I had it. I have it every Friday.
You just get mean and angry?
No, I don't get mean and angry. I have margaritas every Friday. I don't get mean and angry every Friday. I don't think.
I feel like tequila shots make people angry. Because it's like aggressive.
Yeah.
Oh, but vodka shots get me. That's when I get mad.
Oh, because
I had to take a vodka shot.
Anyway.
Okay, so we're starting this off. We are shopping with Stassi and Christina Kelly because we're getting bathing suits for Cabo, which is where we're celebrating Stassi's 25th birthday. In this episode, Stassi is as old as we are.
Which is Wow.
I like don't even. This girl has lived a life I have never imagined. I do nothing with my life.
It's weird because she seems so young, but I feel like I'm not as young as she seems.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Well, we're also like, we kind of have our lives more together. No offense to Stassi.
Yeah. Like we have like, I'm going to say corporate jobs, like the desk type jobs.
We do. And also like, we're not dating toxic men because we just know that we're like worth 10 years way older more than us.
Do we know that? Or do we just not, are just happen to not be dating toxic
our problem
men?
Our problem is we love ourselves more than anyone else could. And that's good enough for us. Like, we don't need anyone else to validate us because we're perfect for ourselves.
Absolutely.
Anyway, so this has been words of affirmation.
But anyways, Stassi wants everyone to have fun on this trip. She even invited Sheena because they were in such a great place, but never invited Jax. He just obviously assumes he can come second year
annoying.
In a row.
And there's going to be tons of – she knows. She's like – there's going to be drama with Kristen and Tom. There's going to be drama because Sheena's there. And, of course, Jax. But we'll just deal with that as it comes. Christina, though, is really happy that Stassi and Jax aren't dating anymore. This girl fucking hates Jax.
Yeah.
I get it. I've been that friend. 100%. So Stassi's going to let Jax come because last time she uninvited him, he took off his chunky sweater and tried to fight her date. So we're just going to take the path
of
least resistance.
We're just going to let him live his life and he can not be invited but still come.
Exactly. So let's try on some bikinis. Stassi really needs some to hold her puppies in.
She's got
huge boobs. I get it. You want to jump around and have fun without worrying about your boobs coming out. 100%.
Especially when you're going to be drinking all day. This isn't just like a family vacay.
She finds this really cute black bathing suit. We love it. And then Christina Kelly comes on in, and my fucking God, I wouldn't be friends with this girl either. Does she model? Like, I don't understand.
Here's the thing,
beautiful.
She's skinny in like a good way, like not like too like frail, but has a butt. Man. Yeah.
Oh my God. Her butt's Stassi says it too. Like her butt's
perfect. It is
perfect.
Literally perfect. Like, it's like a little round.
A little peach. So cute. But okay. So Stassi ends up spending $200 on this bathing suit, which I just want to tell her. I know that she went to this cute boutique, but if she shopped at Target, she could have found the same bathing suit. They're like $40.
But listen to this. This is like, she's treating herself for her birthday. I always buy myself a birthday present. I highly recommend it.
She could have gotten two or three bathing suits.
Well,
just saying. As someone who's poor, sometimes.
I always splurge on myself, especially on my birthday.
I actually love splurging on myself. Okay, but so Christina and Stassi aren't the only ones shopping today. Peter and Lisa are shopping.
Look at that transition.
That was a good one. So they're at a restaurant store because they need some bar supplies and some salt and pepper shakers because those get stolen.
Yeah, I never really think about how often restaurants probably have to go shopping for that stuff.
Okay, I want to ask you, have you ever stolen anything from a restaurant?
Not accidentally.
Like,
I was going to say, not knowingly.
Accidentally. Okay, yeah.
Not purposely.
My mom has accidentally taken, like, silverware, and she gets home, and she's like, oh, my God, why do I have a knife in my purse?
Yeah. No, I've never knowingly. I don't want that stuff.
I haven't either. I don't know. Like, what
I've, like, taken stuff from my school's, like, my college's dining hall because we used to, like, take to-go stuff, and they would never give us to-go bins.
Yeah.
So I would, like, take that, but then they would put out a bin for you to, like, return all their stuff.
Oh, okay.
That's the only way I've, like, stolen silverware and bowls.
But people do this. Like, I've had friends before that will take, like, the cup at a restaurant and, like, put
it in their purse. Oh, okay. I've stolen glasses. The pint glasses, especially if they have the logo on it for a bar, and even more so if they won't sell it, I'm definitely stealing it. Why won't you just let me buy it?
Oh my God. I won't.
My entire cabinet, I have a full set. I'm 12.
Okay. So you're Jack's and I'm
Yeah, but
Lisa.
It's like logoed, so it's like fun. If you aren't willing to sell me your logoed pint glass, like glass pint glass, what the fuck? How else am I supposed to get this?
I don't know.
It's actually a bad habit. I do it like, everywhere. When I went to Aspen with my family friends, I had to bring back like 6 glasses. It was like for a group, but I would just keep every time we went there, I'd like grab 2 of them.
Okay. Yeah. I've never stolen anything. So Meredith's a criminal.
It's fun. So, I promise. It's addicting.
Have you ever stolen a bathroom mirror? Because Lisa has had that stolen from her.
Oh my God. You must How be really drunk out? And really like it.
How do you walk out with a whole bathroom mirror?
I don't know. Maybe like the back door.
And the servers just in the back are like, yeah, okay.
They're probably Enjoy. Like, I don't care. Yeah.
Enjoy your mirror. Yeah. Whatever. So after they go shopping a little, they sit down, talk about Cabo.
I love this like restaurant in the restaurant
store. It reminded me of, what is Ikea? It? Costco? Ikea has a restaurant too. Yes. But Lisa asked Peter, like, why are you even going to Cabo? I think of you as above these kids, which Peter's like, don't give me that much credit.
He's like, oh, I'm going for moral support.
Yeah, he claims. He's like, Stassi just needs me. And Lisa's like, no, you're going to go get wasted. And Peter's like, yeah, okay. Like,
I can do both at the same time.
He's going to be knee deep in tequila and waist deep in women. Ooh.
That's our Peter.
I love that for Peter. He's currently in Vegas, you guys. So follow him on Instagram. Anyway.
Okay.
He hasn't been to Mexico since he went down to Tijuana to get some alcohol.
Wink, wink.
I love this was when weed wasn't legal. So he's like, I got some alcohol there. But we all know.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Now it was weed, everyone. Okay. Peter.
It was not cocaine. Peter doesn't do that.
He just wanted some weed. they're staying. So he tells Lisa where they're staying, the Bahia. This comes in later. Mm. And we find out who's going. It's going to be Peter, Tom, Jax, Shay, Sheena, Katie, and Kristen. And they leave out Christina Kelly, which I just thought was rude, Peter.
Well, maybe he, all the K's, maybe he thinks he got, yeah, got it, but it's fine. Lisa is confused why Sheena and Shay are going, which aren't we all? But Peter thinks this is definitely going to help ease some tension.
Would you, if you were Shay or Sheena, mainly Sheena, would you have opted out of this trip after everything that happened?
Yeah.
I probably would.
If my flights are booked on Southwest, I'm outie. If they're booked on a non-refundable ticket, I'm going and I'm not going to hang out with them.
That's what I would do. I would go because she's like,
I'd probably the dinners, maybe try and go out with them, but like do my own thing with Shay.
That's when you just go with them to the bar and then 15 minutes after they're taking shots, you just disappear.
Yeah.
You're like,
yeah.
We're going to go.
We talked about this on the pre-show where it's like, you find the fun for your own.
Yes.
Move on.
Yeah. This comes up later and Sheena's like, it's because my flight and hotel was booked. And I was like, girl, there's other stuff you could do. You can disappear.
Yeah. Go do your own thing.
So whatever, we go to Lax, Stassi, Kristen, Katie, and Christina are waiting outside for the boys who roll on up. Tom Sandoval is tanner than Stassi, and he brought his guitar, so his trip's about to be lit. Kristen is ready to have a great weekend with him. She's just, they're going to have like a cute couple.
I appreciate this. You got to go in with a positive attitude. Like, we're going to have a great weekend.
Jax is single. He brought his toothbrush, his bathing suit, a couple clean pairs of underwear, and condoms. Because what should we expect, really?
Obviously, but somehow just all that is packed and his bag is massive.
Yeah. Oh, it's like,
gotta have all biggest... those white t-shirts in there.
Look at all my condoms, you guys. It fills this whole thing. Whatever. Yeah, so they're waiting for Sheena. Stassi's really worried because of the drama and she doesn't want any. And so Sheena and Shay pull up, they get out of the car, and Stassi decides to make an announcement while everyone's there. She knows there's awkward tension. She mainly calls out Jax, which I think was a good move. She's like, Jax, you and I, you know, eh. But we have to attempt to have the ideal Cabo trip. Don't piss me off.
Yep, I agree.
I think
I like how she does clear. This. Like you said, she calls out Jax. She calls out her own awkwardness. Mm-hmm. She's not the only one.
But like, read between the lines, people.
Also, all you other people, look at each other right now and let's have a great trip.
And then they do my favorite joke. Who's working at Sir?
I love when they do this every group trip they take. They're like, sucks to be working at Sir right now.
It's probably Jen and Jeremy, and they have a baby. Look what you guys are doing to them.
And Tina. Poor Tina's.
Poor fucking Tina. These people had auditions and babies to take care of.
But enjoy Cabo. Stassi's birthday comes first.
It's fine. So we're in Cabo. Woohoo, we land. There's a bar at the airport. We are so pumped. We're going to do tequila.
This cracks me up. There's a bar at every airport.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're not wrong.
Like, even there's some outside of security too in a lot of airports. Like, this isn't that cool.
This is Mexico. It's crazy. Oh my God. So we're gonna do some tequila shots. Sheen and Shay are left out of the circle. It just happened, you know. Poor them. They were just in a bad place. Actions speak louder than words. So if Stassi's going to be – or if Stassi's going to exclude Sheena, she's going to be a bitch.
Which – those two don't equal each other. That's – you can't really do that.
I mean, like, I get it, but just, like, don't be involved then.
Yeah, do your own thing. If people are being mean to you, why do you want to hang out with them?
Agreed. So we're going to get two vans, boys and girls. That's how we're going to divide. So all the girls besides Sheena get into the girls' van because Sheena's going to go with the boys. Everyone's super confused. They're like, what the fuck? And Sheena gets in the van. She says her famous line, I would rather get gang banged by all five of you than be in a van with all four of them. This did not age well.
No.
Nor was it appropriate at the time.
No.
It was bad.
I don't think Sheena A understands that when she says that to everybody in the car. I mean, yeah, sure. To them, it's like, ha, ha, ha. But of course they're going to go tell Stassi later on. Like, let's be honest. Where all their loyalties lie.
Yeah, that's super rough, too, to say. Like, I get she's trying to be like, I would rather do almost anything than be in that van. But, like, gangbang is rough.
And... I mean, not to jump ahead, but the girls do mention this. Like, all of our boyfriends are in there. Stassi's ex-boyfriend, your boyfriend. I mean, based on the group, too, just not the comment. And I'm not one typically who likes the, if you can't be a girl's girl, like, why are you hanging out with us? But there are times where if you split up guys and girls vans, just go with the girls. It's not that big of a deal. It's a 20-minute ride.
Yeah. Sheena does say she's not a girl's girl. She'd rather be with the guys, which I get to an extent, but also I'm a girl's girl, but I also have guy friends.
Yeah.
Like, I think you can balance.
You don't have to be a diehard girl's girl and know this is the wrong call.
Yeah. 100%. But on the other hand, as Tom Sandoval says, they are a pretty bangable group.
He got it in.
Yeah, so the girls obviously are talking mad shit in their van about Sheena.
I would be. She already has a target on her back. She already has a target on her back. She shouldn't have done this.
But at least she's not stupid. Like, she's in the other van. Like, they're talking shit about me. Yeah. Like, she's well aware. And Yeah, Stassi says she probably should have just gotten in the girl's van and we could have avoided some drama.
True.
But it's fine because now we're at the hotel. We're welcomed by Margs, the little, the cute little margarita guy Katie wants to bring back because he's super cute, just serving some
I Margs. Would love to have somebody greet me with margaritas when I walked in my door.
Oh my God, this guy was so nice. But Lisa Vanderpump has upgraded the girl suite because she found out where they were staying.
How amazing. Love this.
I love that she like makes it such, she was like, oh, I have to show up at Peter's party. This is ridiculous. And then Stassi, she's like, upgrade their whole suite.
Oh, absolutely. God, Peter deserves better. No, Peter probably got so much alcohol. She probably paid the whole tab. Fun night.
As she should have. But Peter wasn't going to pay for any of that anyway. Everyone should have bought Peter's drinks on his birthday. That's true.
But still, it made it more fun. Like, think everybody loves Peter's birthday now.
That's true. We talk about how Sheena has a special pillow so she doesn't grind her teeth. This girl is so fucking high maintenance.
I know. Girly.
Okay, so how it's divided is the girls are staying. It's like Stassi, Christina, Katie, and Kristen are all staying in the upgraded suite. Peter, Jax, Tom, and Tom are staying in a room. And then Sheena and Shay. And Sheena's like, it's super weird that these girls don't stick with their boyfriends. Which, to an extent, I think it's weird. But also, if Stassi's single, you got to stay with your girl. You know what I mean?
I didn't think about that. I was thinking, yeah, it's super weird the girls and guys aren't staying with their significant others.
I would say if Stassi, because remember Vegas, Stassi stayed with Frank because the girls each stayed with their boyfriends. But if Stassi's single, it's her birthday, I'd be like, get in this room with me, you ass wipes. But she also does have Christina Kelly. So like,
That's what I was thinking is the girls could easily stay with their boyfriends, Christina Kelly and her stay in a room, and then Peter and Jack stay in a room.
Yeah, I don't. Because Christina and Peter would stay in a room and Stassi would be left with Jax. So we can't have that.
Okay, let's stop with these rumors.
Shipping! Okay, so the girls' room is huge. This is my apartment, you guys. This is better than my apartment. It's humongous. There's a banging shower. It is the most beautiful thing, right? So they call Lisa to thank her. She's at Sir talking to Guillermo and trying some meat.
Mm-hmm.
Some new meats. Stassi does interrupt the meat tasting, but it's fine.
That sounds so creepy. The meat tasting.
There's this. This is all I could think about. I go to the Linkin Park farmers market, and there's a booth of this company called Underground Meats.
Oh,
and
God.
It makes me laugh every time. And I'll go with my friend and I'll be like, ooh, Underground Meats. And she's like, why do you make it sound dirty? They literally sell like chicken and stuff. But I love it. So I love calling things just meats. Who's trying some meats? Yeah. Okay. So back at Stassi's room, Christina Kelly says, nothing can go bad from here. Because look at this room.
Of course
look
not.
It.
Oh my God. We're living the dream.
Famous last words. But even if Christina didn't say this, it would still be bad. I just want
very
that.
Very true.
So now we're in the boys' room. The boys are getting ready. We're going to relace some shoes, which I've never done before. This is amazing.
Oh, we're getting on point.
Jax is having a panic attack, though, because he didn't bring a hair dryer. He expected Tom Sandoval to bring one, but Tom just got a haircut, so he didn't pack one, and the hotel doesn't have hair dryers. So Jax has to go check with the girls to see if they have hair dryers.
And which sucks, because then they're just like piranhas. Yeah, who wants to go talk to the girls right now?
Oh, man. He changes 100 times to get ready for this.
This is so sad. I've never seen him so stressed since that date he went on.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
With the tattoo, the date with Stassi.
I love, too, he kept going in between two shirts. And even Peter was like, just wear the white shirt. And he'd, like, change out of the white shirt. And then he's like, no, you're right. I'm going to go with the white shirt. And Peter was like, Peter's like what I imagine most dudes are like, where he's like, just wear what the fuck ever. Like, girls aren't going to care that much. We're all drunk, okay? I don't notice your shirt.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Sheena, though, comes in. Hey, I'm with the boys this weekend. Woo! Her and Shay come with some champagne, it looks like. Sheena doesn't have a hair dryer, which we had to be asked because just in case.
Yeah, gotta check all avenues.
We cheers to a great shit. trip and Jax goes to the girls' room, he has to give Katie a message from Tom Schwartz. Tell Katie I said hi. So I feel cute. Like we're in
fifth grade.
So cute. Okay, so in the girls' room, Jax sees the suite. He's hella jealous. He's probably going to try and sleep here tonight. Who's he going to sleep with? Stassi, Christina Kelly, maybe Kristen, because that rumor, we don't know what's going to happen. Bow, bow, bow.
Okay. So, that was a lot.
Jax tells the girls that Sheena's in the guys' room and they're drinking, and the girls are pissed. They're like, why the fuck Sheena go there? Which I don't know if I'd be pissed about this.
Well, they weren't ready. Stassi's girls. Okay, it doesn't matter. No, the guys aren't ready. They're not ready.
Well,
they have a smaller room. They have a smaller room, and it's Stassi's birthday weekend. Who would you be going to like have drinks with before you go out?
That's true. But if you're Sheena, are you going to really go to this girl's suite? Honestly, I would have just stayed in my room.
She's just adding things to the list for them to hate her.
Oh, but then Jax, of course, says, I don't even want to tell you what she said in the van. I hate when people do that. Oh, I can't tell you. It's a secret. Just if you brought it up, you got to tell me the secret.
Either just bring it up or don't. Because in his interview, he's like, I have to tell Stassi this. So then I have like leverage and she'll be nice to me.
You know, what would really make Jax mad, which like I thought about because I've done this with friends that always bring stuff up and they're like, oh, but I like can't even tell you. I'll be like, okay, don't tell me. Like, I'll just act like I don't care. And they'll be like, wait, I said that to tell you. And I'm like, no, but like, don't tell me now.
None of my friends operate like this. If we're just going to straight up tell you, it's not like, oh my God, I know something and I can't tell you. I'm always like, oh, remind me. I have something to tell you. Like I need to tell you in the right moment, but I'm not around people.
I have a fun secret to tell you. I'll always be like, it's a secret. Don't tell anyone.
Oh, shit. But I feel like I don't do secrets.
I don't care. I love a good secret. I haven't had a secret in a while.
Well, if I have secrets, I'm not going to tell you I have a secret. That negates the whole point of a secret.
Yeah, these are more of like, I don't think many people know this, so it's a secret. Oh,
it's gossip.
I'm going to gossip with you. Yeah, okay. So Jax feels really bad for Shay about this like gangbang moment.
Again, with the boy, they're blaming the boyfriend, which is dumb.
Shay looked distraught when Sheena said this. He was like, oh my God. Yeah. If you look, Sheena says it and Shay's head is just down in his hand. He's just like, oh God, don't finish the sentence.
Well, it's fine. To me, this reminded me of the Peter lap dance moment where it's like, why would you do that to your boyfriend? I don't know. I just think it's dumb. I feel so bad for him.
If Shay's not mad, no, you're just being a dick. If Shay doesn't feel bad, you can stop.
You don't actually feel bad for Shay. You're just pretending.
Well, the girls get pissed, right?
Yes.
So mad. Like, if that's how Sheena feels, she can get out of this birthday celebration. We don't trust girls that don't like other girls, which to an extent, if you don't have any girlfriends, that's a red flag to me. Like, you should have at least one or two close girlfriends.
Yeah, you should have guy friends. Well, but if she does, think about it. Like, Tina and Ariana, like,
that's true.
Sheena has close girlfriends.
True. Yes, 100%. Okay, I'll eat my words on that one. Sheena, you good? No worries, girl. Maybe it's just these girls.
Listen, Sheena puts fuel on the fire of their hate every time. Oh, it's a mutual 100%. Issue, but they act like Sheena can't be friends with girls.
I think Sheena just can't be friends with these girls because they went into it hating Sheena.
Yes, and if somebody doesn't like you, why are you seeking their approval?
Yeah. Oh,
that's
100%.
The problem. Is she seeks their approval and then gets mad at them, so then she does things against them, and then they get mad at her more, and she's like, why do you hate me?
100%. Like me or don't like me, I don't care. I'm not going to try. But then, in a twist of events, Stassi starts yelling about Jack or yelling at Jax and says, if you're going to let her disrespect me and not stick up for me, then you have a decision to make. Why didn't you stick up for me? Why didn't you have my back? And Jax is like, oh my God, my plan backfired. I wasn't ready.
Yeah.
Why are you mad at me? I think was the what?
The quote. Yeah. He's so confused. This definitely turned around on him.
Which I didn't get either. I would have been just confused about Jack.
Because usually when you do bring gossip and knowledge, it's like, oh, and it's like a bonding moment in a way.
Yeah,
if you don't like someone, or if you and somebody aren't getting along, bringing them some gossip usually helps forge that bridge, and it's something to chat about. It's giving you a common enemy.
Yeah. I think these girls, like you said, the girls were pissed because like their boyfriends were in there. Like Stassi was like, that's my ex-boyfriend. But at the same time, like I probably, if I'm Stassi, if I was actually Stassi, I wouldn't have gotten mad at Jax.
Well, what we forget is that Stassi hates Jax right now. So any chance she can get to yell at him, she's going to take, and he didn't calculate that in.
Also, he has her goddamn name tattooed on his arm, so he should do something about it.
True.
Ooh. It's okay. So Jax is very confused. He leaves because he's out of here. And Stassi, she wants Sheena to still come tonight because she's going to make Sheena feel like shit because she deserves to.
This isn't right, this is totally how I am.
Same.
I'm like, same. Still come. I'm very vindictive. I'm like, ooh, I'm going to come and I'm going to ice her out.
Same. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to be the mean one to uninvite you. You're just going to feel my wrath. Enjoy.
It's going
to
be a slow rage. It's not going to be all at once.
It's going to fire up. You'll get little hits throughout the night.
I'm going to withhold my love, and you're going to hate your life.
It's going to be awesome. So now we're at the Pink Kitty. Woohoo! This looks lit. This is Cabo, baby. I've never been to Cabo, but if I did, this would be Cabo.
This looks great.
We're laughing. We're dancing. Tom Sandoval has glowing shoelaces. There's drinking. There's stripper poles. There's girls who look like strippers.
There's so much. Everything you want in your, like, vacation to come.
Oh, I know. We are taking so many shots. Christina Kelly can't even keep up.
There is so much liquor going down. I was fuck, did we even eat dinner?
I think I'm Christina, where I'm like, they just keep taking shots. And I'm like, I just took one. I have to take another one.
That's like multiple shots right in a row. I can't do. I'm all for the drinking. I can drink excessively. That I can hold a lot of alcohol, but shots is a whole nother ball game.
I feel like you're a good marathon drinker. Like you can go all day and not stop.
Yes.
As am I. I can take my time. But like if we're going to do 7 shots in a row, I'm going to die.
I'm going to be throwing up just from the act of like throwing it back. Yeah.
So, it's fine though, Christina. I relate. I can feel you. Tom Sandoval decides to get on a stripper pole and he's doing great things. And then Jax decides to come ruin it. Rude. He just like, Jax just like got in front and like striked a pose. And I was like, get out of the way. We're trying to watch a real stripper at work. But the girls love it. The girls find this so funny. Oh my God. We get like shots of them cracking up. It's so fun. So fun.
They're like all having a great time in this moment.
But Katie's hitting a turning point. It's probably those shots that you're supposed to, you should marathon this really.
Yeah.
So Katie knows that Sheena wants to be gangbanged by her boyfriend. So Sheena's in unwanted territory. They're not going to say anything because Stassi would rather make people feel uncomfortable than kick them out of the table. But they decide to order a round of shots, and they don't get one for Sheena.
Oh, here's the thing. This is a very calculated move because if you outright kick someone out, especially Sheena, you know Lisa's going to yell at you. However, if you're frosty towards them, you can say that they were reading the situation wrong. Like there's always this is the long game. And the shots thing, again, you can play it off and be like, we just literally were like 5 right here. You weren't sitting next to us. Where were you all night?
Yes. This is great bitch move. I love it. I've done this kind of calculated move before because if you're going to be the bitch, you always have to be 10 steps ahead so you don't get in trouble for it.
Yep.
So Schwartz, though, who's like not a bitch and also kind of clueless 90% of the time, he feels bad. So I think he gives Sheena like half of the shot because it's like just a little bit.
No, he bought one. He bought an extra one. So they did their shot and then he was like, oh, like – they missed you. And he, I don't think he realized what was happening. Like, they don't like her right now, so they're excluding her.
Well, okay.
He was like, oh, shoot, they forgot you. Like, let me buy you one.
Yeah, there were two parts to this. There's one of, like, Tom Schwartz knows that the girls don't like Sheena, but also, like, you have to think because they don't like her, then they did not give her a shot to make her feel left out. He's just like, oh, no, she didn't get a shot. Even though the girls don't like her, that has nothing to do with it. Like, he has no idea what's happening. He's like,
shoot, you didn't get a shot. Let me get one for you.
Also, if he did buy a new shot, this shot was only halfway through the glass. So she got gypped. Sorry,
Sheena. I mean, it's better than nothing.
It's fine.
Her boyfriend should have bought this, first off.
I don't think, did Shay have a shot? He did, right?
She was MIA. She's MIA every time. No words. She's
more clueless than Tom Schwartz is. He has no idea what's happening. So Katie immediately turns to Tom and is like, she's not supposed to have any of our alcohol we paid for. Like, sorry, no, have my back on this one. It's getting drunk. The conversation is not getting intelligent.
It's like, Tom realizes this doesn't make sense, so he's even more lost, which I would be too if I had no clue what was going on. But here's the deal in relationships, though. Like, between Katie and Tom, even if it's so irrational, because this is so irrational, if one party says something, you kind of just have to do it. Like,
yes. Okay. I was thinking about this, and I was like, wow, Katie's being such a bitch to, you know, Sheena and to Tom, and, like, it's a nice thing Tom did. But if I'm Katie and I see my boyfriend buy someone else a shot that I don't like, I'd be like, yo, here. But I also probably would have told them and be like, we're all pissed at Sheena. Like, I would have updated.
Yeah, communicated that.
I don't know. But I get where Katie's coming from.
Okay, but now she's communicated it. Yeah. So this is where he should fall in line. Fully
communicated. She also has a great quote. My boyfriend has to be the welcome wagon and, like, buy her a shot. I don't think so.
I'm just saying, with all the alcohol plus Katie plus hate, I totally get how we're here.
I get. See the equation. Yeah.
100%. Been here before.
Okay. So now Kristen, I don't know. The girls, like, left the table. Kristen comes back and looks at Sheena and is like, this is our table. So and Sheena's like, I'm not drinking your bottle. No need to go. Oh, you can't sit with us. I don't care. And I'm assuming Shay says something to Sheena along the lines of, like, let's just leave.
Yeah. Because
Sheena's then like, no, I'm not leaving. Fuck her. Which, like, I got to give it to Sheena for sticking her ground.
I get this. She even said, I'm not drinking your alcohol. I get it. I get that part, but I'm not walking away. If you want to kick me out, she says, go get security.
Yeah. Because Kristen's like, I'm going to go get security to kick you out. And I love Sheena. She's like, go get security. Go do it. Go. You're not going to go do it.
Because Sheena knows they can't kick her out. Like, this will be bad for them when they get home. If
go do it.
She gets kicked out, it's like,
it was so funny. And then Kristen, you know you're losing an argument when you freak out about someone touching you when they haven't touched you. They're just close to you. Because I looked at this and Sheena's like, go get security, and kind of waves her hand. And Kristen does the, don't touch me. Don't wave your hand at me. And I'm like, oh, Kristen's trying to buy time because she lost.
Yeah. Yeah. It was
awesome. And then Kristen's like, oh, you want to gangbang all of our boyfriends? And the camera cuts to Tom Sandoval, who just drops his head. Just like, oh, fuck. Fuck, this is a fight. Who told? Oh, it was Jax. Of course it was.
Of course. It's like, damn it. Because the guys, I think we're going to stay strong in this, most of the guys, and not talk
about
this.
No drama. Yeah.
Because they truly don't want drama. They were in for this. It was a funny comment. They laughed about it. They moved on. And now they're a bangable group. Yeah. Like, now we got to fight about this the rest of the weekend? Seriously?
The best is the culprit who started all the drama is busy with Peter on the hunt. They're looking for some spring breakers.
Oh, but they're also trying to keep out of Stassi's eyesight. So it's like, we're on the hunt, but stealth mode. Can I say,
this is the most fun. This is where I'd want to be. I'd want to be hunting, but also there's this element of, you've got to hide from Stassi. Like, drunk me would be like, this is a mission. Like, I'm on it.
This would be the most fun part of the night, because you're also away from the table, all the fighting and the
dumb
stuff. You're
not dealing with anything. And they do meet some chicks, right? He meets Jackson.
Not cute Dana. Chicks, though. No,
they're just some drunk spring breakers. I get it. We've all been there. I'm sure if someone had a camera on me, they were like, not cute spring breaker. That's me. I get it. So these girls clearly have been at this club for a long time. Can we agree? They look sweaty and not put together. Yes. They've been here a while. So we meet Dana. She just graduated. Sassy totally sees.
And Jax knows. They're in her eye line. Yep.
Oh, and Jax knows. But he explains, he's like, I'm at my ex-girlfriend's birthday. And Dana's a little slutty. She's like, I can help you get into some trouble.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, does Peter hear this? Oh my God.
I'm like, these girls are saying all the right things.
But then Jax continues and he's like, you know, me and my ex, like I'm like Ross and she's like Rachel. And I'm like, ew. One, I'm going to say this controversial opinion. I don't even like Friends that much.
Oh, shut up. Just stop talking.
Let's move on. I think it's because I hate Ross and Rachel. Sorry.
This is not a Ross and Rachel situation, though.
Because they
are not Ross and Rachel. Just because you used to date does not make you Ross and Rachel.
Me and my ex, we're like Ross and Rachel.
You're not, though. You're not.
If some guy said that to you at the bar, I'd be like, ew, so you're just going to go back to her?
Yeah, that's not a compliment to you.
What am I doing here? So Dana's a little slutty, but I feel it. At the bar, Sheena's like venting to Shay about how she's not going to leave. She sees a worker. So like they're at the bar and the table's right behind them. No one's at this table. And a worker comes up to this table, right? And Sheena sees it and does the most genius move. And she goes up to this worker. She's like, they're done. You can take their alcohol.
Love it.
It's good. Love it. Just take it.
Who's playing the long game now?
This was great because she has so much plausible deniability to be like, I didn't do that. What are you talking about?
Until the show comes out, like they can't blame her.
Yeah. And if they were to be like, why didn't you stay at the table to keep our alcohol safe? She'd be like, because Kristen kicked me out.
Yeah, it's not my table. You told me I wasn't allowed to drink it, so I moved.
So savage. So where is everyone else, you might ask? Well, we know Peter and Jax are trying to get laid, but everyone else is outside yelling about how Sheena got alcohol when she wasn't supposed to.
Ugh, that bitch. So
it's like Katie is arguing with Tom Schwartz, and then like Tom Sandoval is getting yelled at by Kristen. And then, like, Jax comes out and Stassi starts yelling at him and Christina Kelly's just yelling at everyone. So
yeah, this was just, like, a lot of arguments all at once.
So some highlights. Tom Schwartz says he felt bad for Sheena. And Katie says it doesn't matter because when someone accuses your girlfriend of having a drinking problem, you should have their back. Why does Tom insist on humiliating her? Which I get. I get where Katie's coming from. It's not the greatest argument, but I get it. I do.
Yeah.
Katie expects that when she's mad at someone, Tom should also be mad at them, which I also get. I, like, don't want to get it, but I get it.
Yes. Yeah.
Tom says Katie's acting like a moron. He, like, comes up with the worst. It's like mean, but it's not mean enough. It's like it's just like weird line.
She's a moron, and it's like
He said it to her. He's like, "You're being a moron," and she's like,
"I know," but it's like, "Whoa!" But it should, in my mind, if somebody said that to me, I'd be like, "Oh no!"
Yeah, right. But instead, she's like super offended. Like,
a moron,
and Katie's really pissed that Tom's speaking that way to her, which like I get. And then Stassi's yelling at Jax for not being just respectful of her birthday. Because respectful is Jax not going with Peter to find chicks to hang out with. And Jax here has a good point. Okay? He has a good point coming up.
Yeah.
He says, why is Stassi not mad at Peter? Because she dated him too. He got her for a second. For like a split second, he had her.
Yeah.
This is a really good argument. But she says, well, I guess yours is more fresh. Like, I just love how she owns it. She completely owns it. She's like, but I'm just mad at you. Sorry.
She doesn't, like, get flustered in arguments, which I appreciate. The art of an argument. Yeah.
This was great. Because I would have been flustered at this point. I would have been like, fuck. Now I would have been like, matter.
Just because.
I hate you more.
Yeah.
I probably would have said something stupid like, I didn't even like Peter that much. And then Peter would have gotten mad at me. So basically, Stassi tells Jax this is disrespectful because they all get to be in Cabo because she was born today. Yeah. Which I get. I get it too.
There's a certain level of respect. It's her birthday weekend. Like, he needs to bring some respect.
Oh, I 1,000% get this. Do not hit on other girls in front of me on my birthday if you come with me. Ex-boyfriend.
Okay, but the difference is I think he shouldn't be bringing a girl to the table, but he can go and flirt with people. Like, he can go out into the crowd like he did.
But he better be sleeping alone.
Well, no, if he sleeps in her room, in this other girl's room, I think in front of my face is like bringing her into the group. If you want to go off and do your own thing, then go off and do your own thing.
If I don't have to see it or know about it, that's fine.
Yeah. But Stassi like hunting him down, that's not fair.
Oh, that's hilarious. That would have been such a game for me if I was drunk. It would have been so fun. Okay, so Sheena does approach Stassi and says that she's going to go, but happy birthday.
Love how she does this. Very nice. Yep.
Yeah. Sheena feels bad because Stassi's birthday is taking a left turn. You got crazy Tequila Katie. You got crazy bitchy Kristen. Like, it's not going well.
Everyone is off the rails because of those damn tequila shots.
I know. So now we're in like the streets of Cabo because we like fully left the club. And we have Katie and Tom. This is an argument that like lives rent-free in my mind constantly. I love this. Tom Schwartz says to Katie, really? You're being stupid. And Katie's like, no, I'm not. They're clearly both hammered. I want that to be.
Yeah.
Tom says Katie's being a bitch and a bully, and Katie just wants Tom to have her back. Tom doesn't understand how he makes Katie feel sometimes, and then Tom just comes with, you're being a bitch. Love it.
This is not a good argument.
And then Katie says, well-crafted. No. Katie's like, I'm not being a bitch. And Tom says, can I say something? Like, so calm. He's like, can I just say something? She goes, no. But he still says something and says, listen, we're not talking about you. And Katie says, you always act like this is my fault. And Tom says, it is your fault. So now Katie reaches for Tom's arm, right?
Just like a stop. Yeah.
And he clearly doesn't want to be touched by her. I get it. 100%. So in his, like, to defend him from Katie's hand, he decides to take his drink and fully dump it to Katie's head, where she screams.
Well, when I watched, it seemed more like whenever she tried to grab his arm, he like was flinching and the beer was kind of already going. So he had to commit. Like,
no,
it didn't look like his initial intention, but then he had to commit to it.
Oh, you saw the thought in his head be like, am I just going to do it?
And then it was like, well, we're doing it. Yeah. But there was a pause.
It was fully intended to dump on her head. He knew he was
by
like,
by the end of it. Yes. Yes.
He's like, I did it. Goodbye.
Yes. We're just going for it.
He must walk away and she, I don't know, goes to find a friend.
Pause. Have you ever dumped a beer on somebody?
I don't think I'd waste a beer like that.
Me neither.
Probably water.
I'd be pissed. Oh, I could totally do a water.
Oh, yeah. But I would never do a beer. Are you kidding?
Why waste a drink?
I probably bought that drink.
Yeah.
Even if I didn't buy that drink. No, I would never waste any kind of alcohol unless it was like
by accident, if I tripped and spilled a drink.
I don't know. Yeah. Yes. Oh my God. Being at bars when they were crowded and you like back before Corona and you couldn't move. I was so short. I'd always get hit at like our local college bar spill my drink. And I'd be like, someone's going to fucking pay.
I used to argue with boys who would spill my drinks and then make them buy me a new one. It was a great strategy.
Yes. Oh my God. I'd be like, you just spilled my drink. And they'd be like, sorry. And I'd be like,
the time I knew when it was time to go home is when I'd be holding a drink and it would just drop out of my hand. And I'd be I'd be like, I did not need that one. Yeah, it's time to go home.
That was all me. Yeah. But this was hilarious. It's partly because I've never seen someone just dump alcohol on their girlfriend's head. This was
a true gem.
This is bad. Like, don't do this to me, but I'll watch this any day. I don't think I won't. So Tom says he just like snapped, right? So he goes to find Tom Sandoval. Katie is currently like squatting on the ground and Kristen is trying to comfort her, and Christina Kelly is going to get some napkins, and they're yelling at Jax about how Tom just dumped a beer on her head. Jax is so confused.
Yeah, Jax like kind of comes to the rescue with the girls and is like, "We got you," and he's like, "What is happening?"
Yeah, he's also like, "I just walked out to see if we were like calling the cab, and like this happened. I don't even know." So Tom Schwartz is in dismay, right? He knows he fucked up and he shouldn't have done that. But then he sees Katie crying on the ground and he's like, look at her crying.
He goes in harder. He's like, oh man, I shouldn't have done that. But I mean, look at her. Like she sucks.
I fucking hate her. Oh, I feel bad. Like it was so, he did not know what was happening. Katie's crying because she's been very judicious about her drinking. She says it as she's slurring the whole word. It sounds something like, I've been very judicious about my drinking. Katie does that high-low thing when she drinks.
I love when people are like, I've been fine with my alcohol consumption. It's like, if you have to try and make an argument like that, you're drunk. Like, you're not fine.
It's bad. Because if you were really sober or like even kind of there, you'd be like, I haven't even been drinking that much.
You'd be like, this is dumb, and you'd walk away. Like, I'm not arguing with you.
Yeah. I just love it. We get a full like 3 minutes of Katie crying and Tom like yelling at her, but also feeling bad. And then Katie says the most disgusting thing I've ever heard. She's like, Tom better be on his knees, licking my toes, sucking on them, sucking the toe hair in between my toes, begging for my forgiveness. And I was like,
this is how she's drunk.
Like, that would just make me want to break up with him more.
Why aren't we just saying he better be on his knees begging for my forgiveness tomorrow? Why do we have to go through
licking details? The toe hair between my toes?
Ooh. Why do you have toe hair between your toes?
Have one questions
for one you. Katie, why do you have hair between your toes?
It's gross. There's no body part I hate more than feet, so this to me is disgusting. I hate feet.
I mean, they're fine, but I don't want anybody licking my body, period, let alone like the in between my toes as forgiveness in quotes. No, that's not how you say sorry. Buy me an expensive present. Buy me a $200 bikini.
Oh, it's bad. Whatever. So we go to Villa Rosa. While all this is happening, Lisa's having a very nice dinner.
Oh, let's be honest. This was not happening at the same time. They ate dinner probably at like 7, 8, well, think 30 of the p.m. Time this is like zone. 3 in the morning. In the time zone, we're in the same time zone as Mexico.
We are. Or is California?
No, they are more so, I would think. West Coast is.
Oh, are they?
So what? It's an hour ahead. It's like 3 in the morning in Mexico right now.
Whatever. It's funny to think that meanwhile, I wish they would do that. Like, bravo. Meanwhile, in California. Anyway, whatever. Lisa's making dinner. Jiggy's barking because he can smell the chicken because Natalie and Guillermo are here for dinner.
Dude, this looked good. I really hope Lisa made this herself.
It looked really good. Most people like to get away from cooking and go to a restaurant. But Lisa likes to get away from the restaurant and do the cooking.
Ooh.
She's so fancy.
Oh, God.
And they're getting wasted tonight. We're going to drink lots of alcohol. We're excited for this. I highly doubt anyone got wasted, but it's fine.
Not at all. But this looks like an enjoyable dinner. But they do chit-chat about what the group is up to in Cabo. Little do they know.
Apparently Ken was quite the charmer back in the day. He was a wild child.
Oh, yeah. And then, of course, Lisa reined him in, though.
Lisa tamed him.
Yep.
Apparently, she made Ken wait 2 weeks.
I mean, that was a lot for Ken. He said he used to get, like, 2 to 3 girls a night.
Ew.
Which is, Lisa was even shocked to hear that. Like, let's not talk about that.
I love how Ken was like, well, you were only with 2 guys before me. And Lisa's like, oh, yeah, okay.
She's like, is that what I told you?
Yeah, let's go with it.
I like how she played that. That's what I love. I love how she can give it right back.
Every dude that's ever hooked up with Lisa to step forward at this moment and be like, wait a second.
I want to like a thought bubble ahead of Lisa, like just the like notches. Like
okay, so back in Cabo, we're at the hotel. Stassi really wants to go to the beach. She wants to go skinny dipping. But Katie is crying in bed. because she's distraught about what happened.
Yes.
Meanwhile, Kristen is making shots because we're going to keep the party going. Because
they need more.
Yeah. Yep, the girls are going to have fun. And the way to do that is to get more alcohol in our system. We even cheers as Katie's crying and take the shot while Katie's crying, which I appreciate. Which, we're just going to ignore you crying. Listen, I love it.
We're powering through. My friends and I used to do this in college, our senior year, is we'd come home and have one more drink. We'd call it the final. And you'd sit and have a drink on our porch as the final one. And if you made it to final, you typically weren't that bad. Like, you had a great night. You could handle one more. Like, this is them trying to final it, but Katie cannot final.
Oh, she's done. And Stassi, I think this is, like, really selfless of her because we know – well, for Stassi standards, because we know she's very psycho about her birthday. And she's really trying to help Katie save the night. But Katie, meanwhile, has too much respect for herself to let a man treat her like that.
Ugh.
Sobbing the whole time.
But Stassi makes good points. She's like, you're going to – like, I want to make you feel better. You're going to be so mad if you, like, miss out on this beach experience. Like, let's just suck it up for a minute. Let's go have some fun. We'll laugh. And hopefully this will make you feel better.
And we do. We go to the beach and we skinny dip. Although Katie and Kristen did not take off their bottoms. Whatever. We'll take it. There's dirt up Stassi's asshole. We love it. We're having fun.
They didn't plan right. They didn't bring towels. So they stripped off their bikinis, but now have to put them back on.
Yeah, and they're all like in order to get back in.
Yeah, just a mess.
Yeah. And surprisingly, there was like a lot of light on the beach. I wasn't sure if it was the cameras, but it looked like there was a lot of light coming from all directions. It was
probably the cameras. Yeah.
All right. This would have brought a lot of attention too, was all I thought, was like people are watching because there's clearly bars right there that are just like, hello. Ooh.
Hello, what Americans.
Are those cameras? Are those naked girls?
Screaming?
It was fun.
What are they saying?
It was fun. Katie forgot for like 3 minutes that her and Tom were in a fight, and we love to see it. It's great. Yes. So the next morning, Jax is the one getting everyone up. I think we're all surprised he's being responsible. He's telling everyone, we're here for another day. We're all going to behave. Get it together. Jax has done a lot of bad things. He says he's cheated and lied, but he's never dumped a beer on a girl's head.
I kind of believe that.
Yeah, I do too. And Tom Schwartz, this is where he pissed me off. He's like, I didn't throw it at her a little bit, like spilled over the edge of
Wait,
the glass.
No. At first, he's like, what happened last night? And that's when Jax tells him. And he's like, I didn't pour a beer on her. And he's like, I just spilled a little bit on her.
Like, it got on her shirt a little bit. And both Tom Sandoval and Jax are like, no, dude, you deliberately poured the beer on your girlfriend's head.
Whenever this happens to me, whenever I first wake up in the morning, it's like you remember, like, not bits and pieces, but you remember the idea of the night. And then it's like as you start thinking through it, like more and more details, you're like thinking through the details. I think Tom at first is like, no, I think I just spilled some on her. And then he's like, oh, I dumped a whole beer on her. Like in his mind, he's probably like, shit, that did happen.
But he is confident that he can fix it. Which I think he's a little too confident.
I agree. I think Sandoval could fix dumping a beer on a girl's head. I don't think any of the other guys could.
I don't know. Well, I think Sandoval would apologize. And you'd he'd be sincere. Whereas
he could smooth things over and have fun the next day. Jax and Schwartz, I don't think could. Peter would never dump a beer on somebody's head.
Yeah, let's be honest.
Peter would not be in this scenario.
No, never. So now we're at the beach. We're going to reset for Stassi's birthday. Tom Schwartz comes by. He asks Katie to talk really quick before they go on this boat. And he's trying to justify his actions. He's like, you were being such a bitch that I just had to pour this beer on your head. And Katie's like, what the fuck? I think Katie's right in this. She's like, wait a second. But she's also probably too tired to comprehend what he's saying at this moment.
If this is how you're entering this conversation, you should not have had this conversation.
No, 100%.
If you think she owes you an apology, then you should not have pulled her to sit down. In theory, she should be pulling you. You don't start the conversation and say, you owe me an apology. That's not how this works.
No, because you're not going to get one then. I also love, so Stassi comes over and she's like, hello, hi, it's my birthday. We're not going to do this today. Okay. We're going to table this conversation. And Tom then hugs Katie in front of Stassi and is like, no, look, we're good. I'm sorry, Bubba. I'm sorry. I did this, Bubba. And Katie's like, ew,
fuck off.
Stop touching me. I hate this. So he kind of apologizes after justifying his action.
Yeah. He says like, I'm sorry. Let's just have a good day. And Katie says that Tom's just trying to make the day easier for himself, which I get. But
you're not getting laid in Mexico.
Maybe if you would have just started all that without the blame, you could have made your day easier. But then being like, it's all your fault. Mm. You can't then backtrack and just be like, sorry, let's have a great day.
Yeah, it's not great. But you know what? It's fine because we're going to go on this boat and we're going to go to a private island on the beach and it's going to be fun. The priorities are beers and girls in bikinis.
Hell yeah.
I love the slow-mo of the girls running down the beach. It's fantastic. We're climbing through rocks.
This seemed dangerous.
Yeah, no, this did not seem
drunk
safe.
People on rocks, not a good idea.
And those rocks were really close together. I don't know how they slithered through that. I would have been like, I'll just go round. Thanks.
Yeah, I'll see you on the other side.
But we're going to paddleboard. Everyone goes except Sheena, Shay, and Kristen. I don't know why Kristen decided not to go.
I don't know either. She's standing, waving. Right at the water. Hey, where Sheena is like behind her. Sheena and Shay are like behind her. Talking at like about her. It was just weird.
Yeah, and Sheena like wants to say something to make it less awkward because they're clearly on this beach for a while, at least an hour. I would assume this paddle board is gonna happen, but she doesn't really think it's worth it. And like technically she is Shay, so she could just like escape if she wanted to.
It's like I should smooth it over, but let's just talk to each other.
And then everyone comes back, the girls get topless. Jax and Peter just really want to like bang some girls.
And Sheena is like, not happy about the like topless. She rolls her eyes.
Oh my god!
Looks down upon it.
Stassi says it's fine if Peter and Jax want to like bang some girls, but they just can't do it in front of her on her birthday.
I get that.
Just do it without me. So now we go to a restaurant. It is still Stassi's birthday. We're going to do some tequila shots. It's
this
broad daylight.
Fun. They have like a gun. It's
This is like fun. What was that? What's that place that's everywhere? Senior Frogs. Have you ever been to one of
I haven't, but I know the chain.
I have. And this is Senior Frogs. This
is it really?
Really? Like they would just walk up to you and be like, tequila. And like they'd do that thing where they give you a shot and then shake your head. And you'd be like,
weird.
It really does help because you're more focused on like, what the fuck is this weird man doing with my head? Opposed to like, oh, tequila, you know, you're just like, cool. But you also, it's hard to swallow. So you're just like, whoa,
you're drowning in the tequila.
It's fun. Yeah. And it's like a big party and there's a wet t-shirt contest and we need boy judges. So Peter taking one for the team, he's like, I'll do it, you guys. So he goes out there. He's sitting. These girls look nothing like Christina Kelly. Like nothing.
No.
They're all from no.
Listen, looks aside, it's just like they're not coordinated either.
No.
It's just awkward.
They're trying to grind on Peter and they are just trying
to hump
his face.
Listen, I don't have those skills, but I wouldn't enter this competition.
No. It's just not great. They clearly aren't strippers. They don't know how to work the room. It's very clear. Peter does get a bucket of ice poured on his dick, which he's like, there was nothing there to begin with. This contest was like anti-boner.
Didn't need a cold shower. I was fine.
Yeah, we were fine. Poor Peter. At least he got, you know, some boobs in his face, you know, whatever.
At least he probably got a good laugh.
Boobs are boobs, Peter. So now we go back to the hotel. Katie's got to look hot. You know why? Because her boyfriend fucked up last night.
I get this. Love this.
Stassi, though, wants to talk to Katie really quick privately to make sure that there is no fight at her birthday dinner. And Katie does that please don't lecture me thing. And Stassi's like, no. I just want to like have a combo.
But I will.
And she's basically like, listen, There are 364 days you can argue with Tom Schwartz. Today is not one of those days. Okay? Great. And Katie's like, whatever. Great. They are in agreement, right? Am I wrong to think this? I understood agreement.
I think they're in agreement, but I don't think Stassi's being realistic here. What you got to do is tell Katie to go to Tom, hash it out, and then they can come to dinner.
100%. And I think it's like sweet, not sweet, but like I feel for Katie when she's like, we're fine. Like we can be fine. I'm just really sad.
Yeah.
And I felt that. I was like, oh.
This is a good friend where her intent is to have Stassi's birthday dinner go off without a hitch, but Stassi has real unrealistic expectations for them not to talk because she broke up them talking earlier in the day.
Yeah.
So we're not going to talk about it.
When are we going to talk?
Yeah.
Katie does say like, what would you have done? Because Stassi's like, I don't get how you're okay now. And Katie's like, well, what other choice do we have? Which is your point, exactly. And Stassi's like, what would I do if my boyfriend threw a drink on me? I would cut off his dick, put a chopstick in it, go to the local Chinese restaurant, and fry it up with some fried rice. Which and I was like okay. That's kind of unrealistic, but like, thanks for your advice. I think Katie was genuinely asking what she should do. So,
yeah. Right. But we do get a little insight into like why Katie's so frustrated. And she says she was a little jealous of Tom being so compassionate and going out of his way for Sheena, which I get this.
This is where I was like, no, he deserves to get his dick cut off and put in some fried rice.
Yeah.
Like
but she needs to say that now sober.
Yes. Yes. She needs to communicate that to Tom.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of time in relationships, because I've been there where I'm like, why are you treating these other people nicer than you're treating me? And I think it's because we take for granted the people we have, you know?
Yes. Well, you feel like they know that you love them. And so, like when you do nice things for other people, it's like, well, I don't get those. And it's like, well, you know, I love you. Like,
but
we hang out all the time, but it's like those little special, like.
Yeah. I don't care what every girl says. Or any girl says, every girl loves gifts as a love language or just niceness as a gift.
Yes.
Everyone likes it.
You just got to find like what they love. Like I hate flowers. I think it's dumb to watch flowers die. That's my
opinion. I love watching flowers die.
I want chocolate. Give me chocolate.
No, I don't want chocolate.
Give me all
the chocolate. We are opposites.
Give me all the wine and all the chocolate.
My love language is mainly quality time.
Same. Yes. But like quality time, if you like with a partner you've been with for so long,
it's hard.
Sometimes you don't recognize that anymore. Yeah. Yes. So you need to go out of your way and do the other love languages. Even if your love language is quality time, you got to spice it up with the other ones.
Yeah. Cause if you live together or see each other all the time, it becomes like, this
isn't
our quality
time. It's just time.
Yeah. Us seeing each other briefly at lunch does not count.
Yeah.
Us at the bar partying is not quality time, okay? You giving me your beer on my head, that's a message. That's
not a gift.
That's what I understand. No.
Not a gift.
Not the one I wanted. Thanks for getting me this beer, hun. Next time, pour it in my mouth, please. I hate it.
That's what you should have done. Like, open your mouth.
I feel like you would have been more mad. I could totally picture like the beer getting dumped on your head and you being like, oh my God, you wasted a whole fucking beer that's coming out of our bank account. And
I would have
like,
raged about wasting alcohol.
You would have been like, I'm not even mad it's on my head. I'm mad at like, it just got wasted.
Yeah. There was something the other day where I was like, this is dumb. Why do people do this? It had to do with alcohol somehow. And I was like, this is dumb. Why are we wasting alcohol here?
Focus, you guys. There's one priority. It's not like,
why do we spray champagne? We don't need to do that.
No. Ugh, that makes me so mad. What a waste. I hate also when people buy like a really nice champagne bottle just to spray it.
Ugh.
Like buy the $3 one if you're gonna waste
100%.
It. 100%. Please. Okay,
anyways.
So now we're at Stassi's birthday dinner. Cheers, everyone. Jax brought Stassi a gift. I think Stassi's love language is gifts because she loves these shorts that he got.
This is shocking.
Oh my God. So cute. He says he even has a main gift for her at home. This was just the side gift.
Like, okay, this is what I don't like. He's sending mixed signals to Stassi then. He's on the hunt for girls, yet he buys her presents.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
I don't like this.
More presents. Yes. But if there's one good thing about dating Jax, it's that he knows fashion. So Stassi will gladly take these shorts.
Oh, I'd accept the present every time, but I'd be pissed off.
Yeah. She's going to give him a pass, I think. Just like, thanks for the shorts. We'll see where this goes.
Yeah. TBD. Yeah. She's not mad at this point based on his prior actions. Not too upset.
Jax is in a good spot if he just keeps it up.
He's pretty neutral.
Sheena, though, this girl, this is where I'm like, oh my effing God.
This girl does not know how to read a room.
Oh my God. So you can clearly tell there's some sort of tension with Katie and Tom because they're clearly sitting next to each other and not enjoying each other's company. And then you have Stassi, who's like half looking at them, and Kristen, who's across from Katie and Tom, who's just like daggering them, right? So then Sheena decides to look at Katie and Tom and go, what happened last night? I heard there was like drama.
Pause. Why at dinner are we asking this question? Why didn't we ask it? No. It would make so much more sense if at like 9 a.m. when they're on the boat, she was like, what happened last night?
No.
Like, no. You are stirring the pot way too obviously,
oh,
honey.
Oh, man. I hated this. I hated it.
Like, this is the question you ask at breakfast.
Oh, man. This is, you like take Katie or Tom aside and you're like, what happened? Like, are you okay?
Yeah, you got to ask in a smaller group. Like, why didn't we ask this on the beach to like the guys?
Sheena could have easily went to Kristen and been like, hey, Kristen, like, was everything okay last night? I'm feeling a little awkward.
Well, no, not Kristen, because they hate each other. Stassi, any of the guys. Shay could have asked, you know, like.
Shay could have gotten it. This is where it's good to have a boyfriend. You just send him in.
This is very obviously trying to stir the pot. You're not asking to know. You probably already know. You want to bring it up to make things terrible.
Oh, I know. I hate it.
Which gets too obvious. You got to do it on the sly.
It's so bad. Sheena's not a good bitch. She's not. No, she shouldn't even try.
She really isn't.
So Tom tries to explain what happened, but he says he didn't mean to spill this beer on Katie.
Which cracks me up.
He's like, I didn't mean to spill my beer on Katie.
And everybody corrects him. Everyone's like, excuse me, you mean the throwing the beer on her?
You have really good friends when they're like, no, 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 we're going to call you out for your shit. Because both Tom and Jax are like, no, dude, you fucking poured this drink on her. Someone goes, you slung it on her. And I was like, it was fully a slung. So Katie gets pissed again and Tom just turns to her and I was like, you just need to let it go. Like, and he starts snapping. He's like that. You just like, let it go. Just like a quick. I'm like, no, you clearly have never, I don't know where Tom's been the last, how long have they been dating? Like 4 years. Girls just don't let things go.
You also don't snap at them.
Don't snap at me.
Don't snap at me.
Right. So I really quick want to make a note that I literally wrote down. I would never date this man. This man makes me so mad. This one.
I would love to be friends with him. I could handle being his friend. I would be the one calling him out, but yeah.
I'd love to be Peter. Again, my boy Peter, perfect position, never in any drama. So Katie then gets mad that Tom is discounting her feelings, which I get.
Yeah. Yes,
he's like, your feelings don't matter. Just let it go. It's not even a problem. And she starts explaining this at dinner. And you hear Christina Kelly just like, hey guys, shh, why don't we, what, like,
just
hey,
not.
Shh,
yeah,
it's fine. And Stassi starts getting mad. So Kristen, she could like not get involved in the drama because for once it's not her and her Tom.
She's thrilled it's not her and Tom.
Yeah. But she watches Schwartz call Katie a moron and a child and that Katie makes his life miserable, and Katie responds with a nice, if I make your life miserable, then you can leave. And Tom's like, no, I'm not going to leave. And everyone's like, are you guys okay down there? And Tom's like, I'm being nice. I'm being really nice. I called her a moron and a child, but I'm like being really nice. I told her
really
she makes
good.
My
We're
life.
Fine over here. We're fine.
I just told her that I fucking hate her, but I'm being really nice.
But this turns around on Katie and Stassi and Kristen are like, Katie, just stop. Like, why? Just stop. And Stassi's pissed because she specifically told Katie not to do this argument. But in a way, like, Katie isn't doing anything. Yeah.
This was Tom. Because then Tom, so Kristen and Stassi are like, stop doing this. And Tom then turns to Katie and goes, "You're being selfish for ruining everyone's mood." This is where I would have smashed my drink. This is where I would have wasted a drink. I would have taken my water, smashed it in his face, and walked out. This is the point.
Here's the thing. I wouldn't throw it in their face. I would have like thrown it on the ground and been like, "I'm done.
I'm out."
Walked away.
How dare you? You're the one talking about this. I literally was just going to say, I'm sad you're discounting my feelings. You call me a child, a moron. You tell me I make your life miserable. We've been dating for 4 years. We live together. And yet I'm like the worst part of your life. I'm selfish.
Katie handles it well. And just says, either you go or I go. Like,
she also, I felt really bad. She's doing that thing where she's like just sitting there trying not to cry, but she's like crying. Like, it's not a sob. It's just like they're falling out. She can't even help it. And I was like, oh, no. And Tom says he's not going. So I guess that means Katie's going.
Yep. She gets up. Well,
Kristen's like, you can't leave.
Yeah. Not only does she get yelled at for bringing it up, and then it's like she's going to leave. And everybody yells at her for leaving.
And Katie's literally like, I'm crying. I just need to excuse myself.
Well, what do you want from me? Do you want me to fight with my boyfriend or do you want me to not fight with my boyfriend? Because
this is where Kristen and Stassi need to stop yelling at Katie and tell Tom to cut it out. Yeah. And if Katie just needs a few minutes to collect herself, let her go to the bathroom. It's fine. She's not planning on leaving the whole dinner. She just needs a few minutes.
It's like, why don't you just step away, Katie? She's already agreed to stepping away. Why don't you just take a minute?
Honestly, if I was Kristen,
everybody sitting and you like put Kristen.
If I was Kristen, I would have taken Katie and been like, hey, let's go to the bathroom. I would take them to the bathroom and been like, let's get it together. We will discuss this tomorrow morning. I have your back. We're all going to scoot down. I would have scooted with Katie and I would have been like, okay, we're having fun. We're having fun.
That's where Kristen's being a terrible friend. She's like, making this fight. She's not helping this fight. Yeah.
She's fueling it.
You got to remove them from the situation, wipe their tears, give them a little pep talk.
Yeah.
Text like Christina Kelly and say, listen, we're going to rearrange.
Yeah. Scoot everyone down.
How about you go sit next to Tom Schwartz and we'll figure it out over
here. We'll go back. Yeah. No. And I hate this. This is like telling a girl to calm down. Just like, shut up. Just don't tell me to stop. Okay.
How about say anything? Just tell them to go like take a minute.
Katie wrongly got the blame put on her. So let's see what happens next week on Vanderpump Rules. We get to go on a pirate ship. Ooh. We take body shots. Stassi yells at Katie because it's Stassi's birthday.
Obviously.
Jax brings girls to the pirate ship. Stassi confronts Jax about the Tom and Ariana rumor. Kristen cries and tells Lisa that she calls Lisa. Yeah, it's her, Ariana. That's my ultimatum. Which, like, so I'm assuming this rumor bullshit didn't go well. Like, that's what I've inferred from this. Ariana and Lisa have a conversation where Ariana says if she was pursuing Tom, people would know it. Boom. I love her. We didn't even get any of her, and I just want to, like, accept
that's
her.
That's true.
Like, no end.
We didn't get any, like, sir actual moments. Like,
Tina,
servers.
Are you okay? Are you okay, Tina?
It looks like that the restaurant probably went too well, where there wasn't anything interesting.
There was no drama. Yeah. Literally nothing. Okay, so now we're at that point in the show where we do Accepted and Blocked, where we accept one member from this episode that we absolutely loved and we want to see their whole lives on social media. We would accept their friend request. We want them in our lives. And we would block one person that for a week we can go without. We literally don't care about them. So I know who I'm blocking.
Okay. I know who I'm blocking.
Okay. I'm going to block the entertaining Tom Schwartz.
Okay.
Dude, you can't just dump a beer on a girlfriend's head. It's just so bad. I appreciate you trying to be really nice to Sheena. I do. But like, you can't do that to your girlfriend and then deny it and then not apologize for it and then make a scene about it at the dinner table. Don't call your girlfriend a bitch. Don't call her a moron. Don't call her a child. And don't tell her she's the most miserable part of your life. It's just a bad luck. And you're not even drunk. He's not even drunk while saying half of it. So like, I don't
know. Well, we don't know that. I mean, they've been drinking all day.
Well, we can just assume. I don't know. It's bad. It's bad. Tom Schwartz, goodbye for the week. I'm can't with you.
Okay. Well, I am blocking Kristen. You'd think from a high level that she had a good episode because she did not have a fight with her Tom. But when you look into it, basically trying to kick Sheena out of the table, when they're there as a group, she's not drinking your alcohol. What a bitch move. She doesn't call even security. Have a good argument. Yeah, like, honestly, call security then. Do it. If you're going to, like, try to, like, get her to leave and tell her she's being kicked out, you might as well go the full length and get security. Like, pull a power move.
Do it.
Then, at dinner, she is not only not helping the scenario, she's making it 20 times worse by screaming at Katie, telling her to kind of leave, but then she can't leave. What a nightmare she was this episode.
Agreed.
She was not fun in any way. She had nothing except making this everything worse. Typical Kristen.
She comforted Katie as Christina Kelly went to go get her napkins.
Yeah, but like Christina Kelly was the one who actually got the napkin. Like, she's the one who cleaned her up.
It's awesome. I don't even know who I want to accept. Like, honestly.
I got mine.
Okay, you go first.
I'm accepting words. I'm accepting Peter. Great managerial clip with Lisa, getting the supplies, stocking the restaurant. He can totally be honest with her and tell her he's going to go get shit-faced in Mexico. He does just that, has a great time, is on good terms with everybody in the group, and even had a little bit of time to like mingle with the ladies and not get yelled at by Stassi.
Knee deep in tequila, waist deep in women. Peter.
He accomplished it.
Peter, the sir manager.
Set his list and he checked off both boxes.
Oh, we all know I love a good Peter, but I'm like in between. Okay, I don't think anyone had a great episode. Like, let's be clear.
Peter did.
Peter did, but like no one was like top, like, ooh, okay. So I have two people. Yeah, I'm really in between, but both of them only did one good thing that I support, right? But I think I'm going to go.
Do it.
No, wait, I'm going to change because I can't. No. I can't. Yeah, I have to. I can't accept that person. I'm going to accept Jax.
What?
I did it.
Who was the other one?
It was Sheena, but then I remembered she said she wanted to get gangbanged, and I was like, wait a second. Oh, never mind. Yeah. Well, it was Sheena because I think she made a power move with Kristen by telling her to go get security, yeah. And I think she made another power move by telling everyone or telling the worker to clear their table. I thought that was just great. But
those were great.
She did say the gangbang comment and I just, ugh. But I'm going to go with Jax. Here's why. I don't think he went in with the intention to start any drama. He genuinely kind of tried to tell Stassi, like, here's what Sheena said.
He tried to forge an alliance.
Yeah, it really backfired on him. That night, he was hunting with Peter, but he didn't actually do anything that we, like, know of, and I think we would have known about it because Stassi probably would have been pissed. And as Stassi yelled at him, he had a good point. He had one good point, which I have to commend.
That's true. Jax didn't do anything truly wrong. Yes.
And then the next day, he was even like, hey, let's get out of bed, and he held his friend Tom Schwartz accountable.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
And then he bought some awesome shorts. Right?
That's true. I forgot about the present. Oh, Jax did have a good episode.
He did. I think this is probably going to be the one time I accept Jax because he's a terrible person.
He like, really let's is a be terrible clear. Person. But wow, he had a good episode.
This was a good 1 hour for him.
Yeah.
That we I had agree. On
Great
our
pick. Screens. Wow. It just like is knee deep in all of how shitty of a human being he is. But it is based on the episode. Like, he wasn't truly a shitty person this episode.
We have accepted Kristen, who is also a great shitty person to constantly block. So occasionally we got to give Jax and Kristen some sunshine.
Their credit. You got to give them credit when credit's due. So, Jax crushed it this episode. Great pick.
Comes. Yep. His one good point. That's a good point.
That's a good point.
Good point.
Here's a good point.
That's my new favorite joke.
That's a good point.
Oh, I finally told my dad I loved him more than vodka.
How'd it go?
Everybody just bypassed it like it was normal.
Did he didn't reciprocate. He was like, yeah, you're fine. You're like, okay.
We were talking about like wine and I was like, or he was drinking vodka and we were drinking wine. And I was like, you know what? Like, I love you more than vodka. And he was like, nodded his head a little bit. And then we just like moved on with the conversation.
Yeah. That's when you tell someone I love you and they respond with thanks.
Yeah. That like, was basically that. We also aren't a family who says like, I love you.
No, my dad started doing it when I moved to Chicago. Every time like I leave and don't see him for a few weeks, he'll be like, bye, Leash, like love and miss you. Like, I'm going to miss you. And I'm like, what?
You're like, I'm 30 minutes away from you.
Hi. He did that once in college. And I was like, you're going to miss me. And he's like, I love you. And I was like, you what? I don't know what this feeling is. And then I got sad. I was like, I think I love my dad a lot.
To everyone listening, join us for our post show.
Oh my God, it's about to be so good.
We love you more than vodka. Thank you for listening. Well,